time to wind the clock back about 25,000 years to the time of the Neanderthals, because although we've had some guesstimates as to what they might have looked like, this week there's a really interesting paper which has come out in the journal Science, in which scientists have used genetics to work out what Neanderthals would have looked like from their colour point of view. And they have been looking at one particular part of the genome, which is what's called the MC1R, the melanocortin 1 receptor. That receptor is how your body responds to a hormone in the bloodstream called MSH, melanocyte stimulating hormone, and it tells your cells how to deal with melanin, the stuff that makes you have dark skin and dark hair. And people who have paler skin and even red or ginger hair have a slightly different version of how this gene works than people who have darker complexions. So there's a group of scientists led by Carles Leluetza-Fox. He's at the University of Barcelona, and he's got together with some colleagues around Europe. And they have genetically sequenced from two Neanderthal specimens, one from Italy and one from Spain, this gene. And what was really interesting is when they got the gene sequence out, it wasn't like any gene sequence you find in modern humans. So they thought, I wonder what it would have made these people look like. So they put this gene into some cells in the dish and then added some of this MSH hormone to trigger it. And it behaved identically to if you put a gene from someone who had red or ginger hair and pale skin into their gene into those cells. So this tells us that Neanderthals would have had amongst their number ginger and pale-skinned people like we do in modern humans. And it also tells you, apart from that being interesting, one key thing, which is that people didn't know where Neanderthals went, why they went extinct. We don't know if they interbred with modern humans and got diluted out, or whether we just killed them off. Now, if they interbred with us and they therefore got diluted out, you'd expect their genes to still be cropping up in the human population somewhere. They screened through 2,800 versions of this gene that they amplified in the Neanderthals, and they couldn't find that sequence in any modern humans, which strongly suggests that actually Neanderthals died out rather than actually going, you know, into our population.
And could it be that it was this fair skin that meant they weren't very well adapted, perhaps? Could that be something to do with their downfall?
Well, that's a good point, but I think, in fact, the reverse is true. And they're saying this is really interesting because it looks like we have evolved as humans came out of Africa, which is the cradle of civilization. It's where modern humans came from. As we came out and went north, it looks like modern humans and our other relatives, Neanderthals, independently lost the ability to have dark skin and dark complexion, probably because as you get, well, they say it's grim up north, as you go further north, there's less sun, and therefore it's less advantageous to have dark skin. Why waste the energy on it? And also, you might get deficient in vitamin D, which you need sunlight for. So
it's quite incredible, I think, this idea of having these genes, these ancient genes, and it gets us a picture of these ginger-haired Neanderthals walking around. It's just, it blows my mind.
I think it's incredible
actually
that we can probe the genes of someone who was walking around on Earth 25,000 plus years ago.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well,